Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly. This is Alan Bishop, head alchemist at Spirits of French Lick. Our brand new bottled and bond Old Clifty Hoosier Apple Brandy is made from fresh-pressed Michigan apple juice fermented for 2 weeks and double-pot distilled. We mature this brandy in full-size number 2 charred barrels to give a deep and rich color and flavor. Named after the historic distillery just north of Campbellsburg, Indiana, Old Clifty Hoosier Apple Brandy captures the hearts of modern bourbon drinkers. Always remember, drink responsibly and never drink and drive.
The end of a third season, and seriously, folks, that was frustration off of getting this podcast started. We went YouTube Live and Facebook Live, and we pulled that off. And so I decided to do it. I had problems getting onto YouTube Live. Facebook has somehow just completely blown up in what it's supposed to do, did nothing like it's done for the last year when I went. So it doesn't matter. I'll fix it later, but we are on the podcast. This is the end of season three. I believe this is the 98th podcast, and we missed the month of November last year, or I missed the month of November coming back from Kentucky Bourbon Festival, and a week after I came down and was out until November. I missed all of October with COVID. So it's this getting 98 episodes was a big feat when you did it in 11 months. But this next season, this next starting, it won't be next week, but the following week will be at Kentucky Bourbon Festival. And while we're there, we will be podcasting and Facebook Living and YouTubing. I mean, it's just going to be a wild time, capturing things, upgrading all the stuff that we do. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the new season 4. But let's finish off this last season. This is a little bit of the what kind of a whiskey drinker are you? We've done the first three. This is the fourth of them. And I've got a little special treat here for you today. I'm going to actually make my version now. It's going to be a quick one for the podcast, but it's going to be what, you know, I usually put a cherry or whatever, but I'm going to make it an old fashioned, but then I'm going to smoke it for you, show you the smoker that I use and how I smoke it. I'm sure I'll burn the freaking house down, but I'm Tiny. We are the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, www.scotchybourbonboy.com. Check us out for all Scotchy Bourbon Boy things, and I'll monitor the YouTube things. I should go to the YouTube, screw Facebook right now, and see if I can see myself live on YouTube. That would probably be the thing to do right now. I'll check it out. Let's see. I probably won't even, the way that the thing's going, I won't even be able to get to my channel. Oh, my channel is live. I should click on that. All right, so we're going to take that down. Live chat. Probably nobody I don't think I got any viewers on YouTube either. So good. Because that was a F-fest on the first part. But we're going right now. We're going good. But let's cover the last. So there was 12 different categories I came up with, a different kind of, and we covered those, 9 of those categories in 3 of the podcasts. What type of whiskey drinker are you? One, there was a kick-ass party hard whiskey drinker. There was the rock star drinker. Then there was the everyday same brand. And then there was, you know, there was a bunch of other ones that there was the everyday different whiskey. And it's just crazy that I've got, I'm just trying to pick up where I pick up that. But if that's the case, if nobody's on there and there's no live chat and everything just keeps going to shit on me on this one. But I'm going to just get off this. Yep. Oh, we do have one viewer. So if he decides to chat, but I can kind of hear in the background, chat publicly with this. Okay, never mind. Okay, there we go. But there was the everyday different whiskey drinker, the connoisseur. There's the weekend whiskey guy. Now, we did not do, there was the high proofer. And then there was the pro and the flavored whiskey guy. We are going to cover today the whiskey taster, the whiskey maker, and the mixed drink whiskey person. And I'm going to try and find out where that's coming from. Okay, I found it. I'm just going to basically turn that off for now, and we'll turn it back on in the end. So there we go. So that fixed that. So of those three categories, the whiskey taster, I kind of fall into that category. And it's because I run the podcast. And when you run a podcast, you can't really do a lot of drinking. Maybe on vacation when you go to Kentucky Bourbon Festival, you could do some drinking after the festival. But when you're doing this and you're in the industry, they'll excuse you a couple times for it. Getting up and biting you in the ass, drinking too much, getting drunk, whatever. But overall, you want to be professional. So, and then the same thing, doing 2 podcasts a week. And, you know, you're doing 2 podcasts a week. And you also do whiskey events and whatnot. You don't have the luxury of drinking too much because you don't want to become an alcoholic, for one. And two, you're into tasting. You're basically... people send you samples to taste. People in clubs want you to taste. So everything you're doing is tasting. So realistically, it gets down to how good you can taste with half-ounce pours. That's usually what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to live in that half-ounce pour level. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, that's where I'm at with that. I'm just trying to check that out. Okay. So anyways... it's like that's the taster, the guy that can't really. I even think that you're looking at some of the famous podcasters there that are doing now. Some of them might be drinkers, but you're just getting into tasting. And when you're tasting, you're looking for all the different flavors. And it's really hard to drink because a lot of times when you drink, you start off tasting. Usually you need an event that the event is more important than whiskey. For instance, your fantasy baseball draft or football draft, you know, you're not caring about the whiskey. So then you're going to be drinking. But for the most part, when you're doing a whiskey event or whatever, everybody's giving you something. You're getting all this whiskey and you're just tasting. So that's what a taster is. Now, the maker is the coolest thing. We got 2 and I'm going to taste tonight. We got 2 our sponsor, which is the Spirit of French Lick, Alan Bishop. I have my last year's whiskey of the year. And this is my favorite bottle that I'm going to be drinking. And then also another maker is Greg Schneider. Now, these guys, when they're tasting and drink, they almost, you know, have to drink because while they're trying to see where the whiskey is going. Now, we got Kentucky Bourbon Festival coming up. And in both cases... this is the Bourbon Festival glass from 2019. I'm going to pour a little bit of the William Dalton This was my whiskey of the year last year, and I still have that much. And it's every single time I taste it again. Now, once again, the Spirit of French Lick is one of our sponsors, and we know Alan Bishop personally. And when it comes to that, you get those days, you know, since you are talking to him and you know he's part of it. What's really cool is you get to see what it's like for a master distiller, for like Greg Schneider of Chicken Cock. And now I would have to say both of them, outside of what they do daily, will indulge. So it's really kind of cool to see how the makers do it. I mean, when you have to sample 50 barrels for a batch, there's no doubt that's a kind of a taster. You're tasting, but also you're up at 50 barrels and you're tasting all 50 barrels, you're drinking. So it's a combination of your job demanding what you do. And it's quite amazing to see the master distillers or the main distillers of the distilleries, Fred No, there's just a ton of whiskey to be analyzed. And it's their job to make sure all of it's the right thing. So I'm going to have this sip of this. And, you know, when you get a little taste of the behind the scenes with these people, where you're there on a day and you hear about, you know, you're paying attention to what they're doing on a day-to-day basis, because especially Alan is very open about distilling and how he goes about doing it. So, it's so much. Oh, it's so good. That is a delicious. I mean, this is 107.9 proof. It's like, and it drinks like 120 proof. The body on it's huge. The upfront. Trying to think what that flavor is. I mean, the chocolate finish, but there is something, a cinnamon bun. I can't even put. It's delicious. There's chocolate. There's a huge, powerful cinnamon. It hits your cheeks. It goes underneath your tongue. Once again, this is one of my favorite bourbons in the world. And Alan Bishop makes this type of stuff. This is William Dalton. This is a weeded bourbon, but this particular one had French staves that Stephen Beam brought up from, and Stephen Beam is from Limestone, but he came up there with the Spirit of French Lick with some staves. They dropped them into the William Dalton and produced. Now, one of the cool things, I might add this in, but he did add a barrel he let me have this barrel, put it this way. And that is a really cool thing that he let me have the barrel. So I actually have this Spirit of French Lick stave barrel in my garage right now. I'm going to be bringing it down. I'm going to have my son probably tomorrow help me get it down here. And it's going to basically go probably right here where this little table is, but it'll then form the barrel. And then I'm going to put all the Spirit of French Lick bottles that I own right there. So it'll be an improvement to the set, folks. You can see the Jim Beam Christmas thing, and it's about a little bit higher than that. So then all the French Lick stuff will be right here underneath the Bourbon Festival barrel head that we've got. So that's excellent. So there you go. That's so we got the taster, which is someone like myself, or there are people who are tasters. I mean, there's a people who have huge collections and they just love to taste bourbon. This is the kind, they're not the taster and the connoisseur are different. The connoisseur does it because they collect and they have, and then they also taste at the same time. But the taster is someone where you have to taste, you're doing it whiskey fellow Jeff Schwartz, he would be a taster, tasting and writing. Steve Coombs would be a taster. Those are people that are part of the industry that tasting whiskey is kind of their job, but then it doesn't allow you too much more leeway to be a drinker or whatever. You might have been some of this other stuff in the past, but now. But then the maker, we know what the maker is. He's the guy that's always tasting and making sure that in the end, those blends of what he's distilled through those barrels or picking the barrels for the single barrel program, that's a job. And you have to be drinking all the time. And that's what the whiskey makers, when you're tasting your White Dog, you're tasting the proof down version that's going into the barrel. You're tasting to see what level you want to proof it down before you put it into the barrel. I mean, there's so much. And then you taste it while it's aging in the barrel. And then once it's ready, you taste it. And then you make sure before you bottle it, it's right. So, I mean, that's what a maker does. That's the kind of thing. He's always drinking, but he's not drinking. He's drinking for your, you know, for his job, but to make sure that what you're going to drink, he's got control of and is what he wants it to be. So the last one, folks, I got it, is the mixed drink drinker. And tonight, so you can mix your drinks. I'm a fan of an old fashioned. I don't mind. I love Sandy and Fred Knows, Jim Beam Family Whiskey Sour. I mean, I like mixed drinks. I don't do it too often because the sugar exacerbates my drunkenness. So when you add sugar in, opposed to, you know, I could do five shots of bourbon, be fine, no problem. But if I had five old fashions with the same amount of whiskey, I'd be drunk off my ass. So what you need is always a good rocks glass. This is my favorite rocks glass. This one was given to me by my sister-in-law, and it's one of the best Christmas presents I've ever, you know, received. The weight of this on the bottom makes me feel like a man. And I love that about this rocks glass. Now, there's always a good thing for big ice. I did have some big ice. Oh my God, it actually melted together. How would that even be possible? All right, we're going to have to do something here. All right. I have a round ice, and I've got a shot glass ice, which I put in. But because everything went, they went together. So, okay. So you got some big ice in here. Now, you could take whatever bourbons you want and you could do all stuff like that. But at the same time, there's always this. And this is what I freaking love. And this kills me. And I probably shouldn't be doing this at 3:35 in the afternoon. But this is barreled old fashioned mix. And it's not a mix. This is Buffalo Trace bourbon mixed up with an old fashioned, there are bitters and everything added in. Now you add a cherry. I don't got the cherry tonight, but oh God, this is going to cause me problems because I got to, let's see. I'm going to try. Now it's not causing me problems, but I just made a giant mess. All right. I smashed. Oh, yes. That was awesome. That was the whole shot glass. I got a shot glass, now I used to have, and I don't, a bar rag. Let's see if that bar rag is done. Oh my God. Bar rag? Oh, I got one. Look at that. It came out. So let's wipe this up a little bit. Let's see. I've got that other glass for the cheers to the end of the and the start of getting ready for Kentucky Bourbon Festival. I did get these little pieces up. All right. So that kind of took care of that. My Guinness bar rag came in handy. So this, once again, we're going to pour this in. Now, this is actually 84 proof. So it was Buffalo Trace, which is 90 proof, mixed in, and then it's put back into a bourbon barrel and aged. This is so delicious. It's $36.99 on the store here in Ohio. And you fill it up to about like that. You got to treat it like you can't just fill your glass up all the way. Now, I have taken the orange. It's when you take the orange zest and basically you shave the orange and then you wipe it around here, drop the orange in, add cherries. But in this case tonight, for purposes, I'm not doing that. But what I am going to do is make myself a smoked. Oh, I'm so lucky that didn't break. This is my smoker. Jesus. And I was like, this is Creative Chef. And it's a smoker. It's battery operated. And what you do is you take your cover. You put the cover inside. Now, you do that. Then you take your wood. I love cherry wood that comes with it. And this is really kind of cool because there's other aspects, but you just take a little bit of the cherry wood and you drop it in. There's a little screen in there. I pop it in there. Then what I do is, it's really kind of a cool thing. And what you do, oh, really? Okay, so that's good. So what you do is you take your fire stick, you light the stuff. Oh, great. All right, that didn't work. All right, here we go. Let's try it again. And it starts to put the smoke in. Then you turn it off. You can see it's all smoky. You take this out. There you go. And now I have smoked beautifully my old fashioned. You can see that on, I'm pretty sure I'm putting it right there for Facebook Live. I wonder if I'll be able to share this after I'm done. I guarantee I won't. All right. So it's like somehow I have been spanked by Facebook, but I haven't been spanked by YouTube. So YouTube is watching. So you let that sit for as long as you want. But I've got that. That should be over here more. Let's put that there. So, you let that sit. But it's really kind of cool, too, when. Now, this is the kind of mixed drinks that if I was going to be a mixed drink guy, this is what I would be definitely doing right now. I'd definitely be drinking the smoked old fashions. And I'm just telling you, one of the cool things I'm going to do is I'm going to do this. I'm going to open it up. I love that cherry smoke. And to go with what it did, it's delicious. All right. We're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, www.scotchybourbonboys.com. You can check us out on all major podcast formats and ask Alexa to play the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, or Siri will show up, Spotify, whatnot. And then also, we are on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. So check us out there. And then when you're at the W, if you want anything, we have Glencairn's. We've got t-shirts. Check that out also. And I am Tiny, but we also have Super Nash, Xavier, Whiskey, and Roxy, who all podcast with us. And don't forget Young Nose. He got a little bit off these days because of him having his first son, Silas, but he still podcasts with us. So those are the three extra categories. Those are the 12 categories of what type of whiskey drinker you are. Just to go over the schedule, this is the last podcast of season 3, and then we will be going into season four when we get to Kentucky Bourbon Festival. Look for live updates, and then we will be recording podcasts that the week we get back will start loading. We will have them on YouTube. We will have them on also your podcast formats. They'll be going up everywhere. So look for that in the future because we're going to be headed for our fourth season. But the last thing I want to drink is the Island Rooster. Now, Greg Schneider, good friend of ours, what's going to be happening in the future is that September 29th, Thursday, September 29th, he will be coming to Ohio, visiting a couple liquor stores, but doing the Scotchy Bourbon Boy meeting and tasting of Chicacock Whiskey at the Barrel Room in North Canton. So look for that coming up. But then also that Friday night, he's going up to Port Clinton for a tasting. And, you know, it's so funny. I remembered the freaking... I have remembered the actual, I'm going to search it. Oh, no, I don't know. I just need to go VIP. Here we go. Let's see. I'm just going back to... we had some conversations, which should be... Let's just look up Greg Schneider. All inboxes. The name of the restaurant is just... it's up in Port Clinton. And seriously, the fact that I can't remember the freaking... all right, here we go. There was the... so... Orchid, where the chicken coop tasting is. The name of the restaurant is the Orchid Farm to Table Restaurant. Let's see. I'm going to make sure that's it. Yeah, it's the Orchid. So we are going up there for that night on that Friday night for that tasting dinner. And then following that tasting dinner, I have to be in Frankfurt for Bourbon on the Banks. AMSI is going to be down there, and that should be a fantastic festival. But then also, we're headed to Kentucky Bourbon Festival. We are going to be doing a Spirit of French Lick barrel pick of William Dalton. We have the whole bus ride, 20 people, going to three different distilleries and lunch all day long with pours on the bus. This is going to be phenomenal. So look forward to... a big season four coming up, folks, and cheers to everyone. Thank you to all our listeners and the people who follow us and give us good support. We very, very much appreciate you. I will tell you this. If you're at Kentucky Bourbon Festival, stop by. We are going to have a numerous giveaways and contests, plus also a special, what would you call, back hatch store that you will be able to get Scotchy Bourbon Boy merchandise. We'll tell you how to do that, how to get stuff, you know, to come over at, to our back hatch after the festival so you can get special discounts. Should be a phenomenal, phenomenal time at Kentucky Bourbon Festival. Stop, say hi. We love you guys. We keep doing this for you, for us. We just love doing this. It's been a blast. Season three was very successful. The first season, our downloads consistently stayed above 1,000 a month. 500 was the goal the year before, and we doubled that goal and maintained it. But season four should be our takeoff. I'm hoping that what it does, what Kentucky Bourbon Festival and what Bourbon on the Banks does for the podcast is what it did last year. So everyone, once again, super tremendous season. I'm going to take us out. Just want to make another mention. I've got some Monk's Road here. So let's have a little bit of that. Wally and Lynn Dant are our sponsors. We loved having them. They are now distilling down there in Gethsemane, Kentucky. They basically have supported us from the beginning also. And cheers to Lynn and Wally for your great support. Can't wait to see you at Kentucky Bourbon Festival. That Monk's Road, every time I taste it, gets better. I'm looking forward to Rattle and Snap. Hopefully, we're right there. Now, this is Island Rooster, courtesy of Tyler Rothenberg. Very much appreciated. We love that and the brand. Looking forward to the tasting, which will be Thursday, September 29th. The dinner, Friday night, September 30th. I can't wait for Craig Schneider to be up by the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. So here's a cheers to the Island Rooster. This is still the summer of the rooster. Damn. That is damn good whiskey. It takes the two favorite alcohols. I mean, rum is right behind and puts it together. It makes something spectacular. I mean, damn. Thanks for that. All right, everybody. Remember, check us out on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and Twitter. All major podcast formats, www.scotchybourbonboys.com. Please, if you're going to listen, like, comment, and leave feedback and respond. All right? So, with that said, it's been a great season. Remember, good bourbon, great whiskey equals great friends, great times. Go out there, live your life dangerously. All right, everybody. I'm supposed to have something queued up, and I've done this a million times, and somehow I didn't have it. Well, we're going to even go deeper into the mess up because I got to get this to you. I know how to get there. There we go. Wait. Here we go. I suppose it's going to have to download. There we go. Oh, no. Still no. Look at that. It's just par for the course of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. I'm awesome at this. But we're going to get out of here. And when you hear the little twinkle, if this doesn't hook back up, it's been hooking. It hooks up. Thank you.
I'm a mess. Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
There we go.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.